Now, according to the coach, you've been in the league like 15 years, is that right?
Yeah, man. I'm a wily veteran, Dennis. This is like that. No, I've been 6 years playing indoor football, so I'm looking for this to be like the best year I've had so far playing indoor football.
Well, tell me about the difference between playing in the Arena League, this sort of league, as opposed to where you played at college or even played in high school where you played outdoors. What's the biggest differences you have to deal with?
The biggest difference in this is the speed of the game. It's the quickness of the game, and as a quarterback, you have to know the reads and know that the windows are smaller. The field's smaller, so the reads definitely going to be smaller. So it's more of anticipating what's going to be open, what's not going to be open. And if not, you got to be able to make plays with your feet.
Doing this for 6 years at this level, you obviously have bounced around a little bit. Why do you keep doing it?
It's actually the passion of the game. As long as my body's going to let me do it, I'm going to do it. And actually, this is the first sport I fell in love with. So as long as that passion and drive there, because, you know, it's like you never can get to a point where you're content. So I ain't got to that content phase yet, so I'm going to keep driving until I get to where I want to get to.
You played against some of these guys. You'll play with them now. You probably know a few of the guys. You're the new guy, but you're really not. Is that a fair statement?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I played against Isaiah, it's the third year, so he's a pretty good DB. I think he got a few. I think in Dodge he picked me off a few times, so I'd rather play with him now than play against him. Great talent. And just some of the time that we're bringing in, and I look forward for great things in Salina.
Thank you so much for talking to us, and no pressure or anything, but playoffs this year, okay? Playoffs.
Yeah, that's the playoffs. That's where we're going right there.
Let me talk to you now, Isaiah Barfield. You're familiar with Salina. Came from Lawrence to Salina, KU product. Now, when you were at KU, they won a few games, though, right?
Yeah, when we were there, we were actually winning up until Mangino left, and then that's when it all fell apart.
So did you play for Coach Mangino?
Yep. Played 2 years with him.
Same question from the defensive angle. Difference between playing at KU, the outdoor game, as opposed to playing in the indoor game, smaller field, fewer players?
Yeah, I mean, in the indoor game, you can sit on a lot more routes because you don't have to worry about getting burnt for 100 yards instead of 50-yard field, so you can play a little bit more flat-footed and make reads. It's a lot faster, so more high scoring, so you can't get down once you get, you know, down by 20 points. At any given time, you can come back and win the game.
I guess on defense, you got to prepare to give up points, right?
Yep, because it's an offensive league, so they're going to score, but it all depends on how many times we can stop them and how many times our offense can score.
Special teams player of the year for the league. They say there's three phases to the game: offense, defense, and special teams. Special teams are a little different than outdoor. You can play balls off the wall and off the net, that sort of thing, correct?
Yeah, you can, and special teams is very important in this league because, as you guys know, we probably lost two games last year because of kicking or special teams. So we brought in a kicker who I saw at the tryout, pretty good kicker, so I think we're going to step it up there as well, and hopefully I got a couple more returns for touchdowns.
Team overall struggled a little bit on the field. Feeling better about the 2017 season?
Yeah, I really do. We brought in a lot of good players. I know a couple of them, the Dinwiddie brothers from Hutchinson, and Derek Reset. I've known him for years as well. Floyd brought in an O-lineman, so hopefully we get a couple more in the tryout, and I think we're going to be all right as long as we can stay away from injury.